The theme for World Sleep Day this year is sleep equity. 15th March is World Sleep Day. As an ENT surgeon, many of the chronic conditions I treat have a relationship with poor sleep quality. Hi, this is Dr. Amrita and you are listening to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast. Snoring, sinusitis, laryngopharyngeal reflux can all disturb sleep quality. The best way to ensure sleep equity is to ensure that people get timely sleep. Make sleep a priority. That's the most difficult part for many people, including children. If parents don't set a good example of following a strict bedtime routine, then it's easy to get set into a bad habit of late night movies, waking up late, afternoon naps, sleeplessness, late nights again. It's a vicious cycle. But why is this a vicious cycle and needs to be curbed? When you skip sleep, you don't let your body go into the much needed rest, repair, rejuvenate mode. Just like the best sports car can't be driven at maximum speed, so too your body. Plus, unlike the car, you are human. In people with sleep apnea, multiple diseases may crop up, like hypertension, diabetes, obesity. The same health problems may be triggered by willful sleeplessness. In case you don't sleep enough, your cortisol level stays elevated all the time. That's one of the stress hormones which you can fight simply by sleeping 7 to 8 hours a day. Go to sleep every night at the same time, within reasons. Your body has a clock. It's called the circadian clock. It's actually set to the sun, and people in ancient times used to rise with the sun and go to bed when it was dark. That was a different time, but even now, a habit of timely bedtime routine will help you plan your days better. The circadian clock signals the release of the hormones which help your body cope with day-to-day living. Avoid those late-night heavy meals. A gap of at least 2 to 3 hours are a must between your last meal and bedtime. For this, having an early dinner is best. Before 8 p.m. is preferred, and if you want to lower the elevated insulin levels, then earlier you have your dinner, the better it is. There's something called the circadian rhythm of insulin, and this is best respected. Don't exercise too close to your bedtime. Avoid screen times close to bedtime. Instead, opt for reading a physical book, listening to soothing music. Exercise 1 hour at least every day at a suitable time, but not again close to bedtime. Try to stay active throughout the day. That does tire you out so that you have a good night's sleep. Afternoon naps should be as short as 15 to 20 minutes and not more than 20 minutes. Bedroom should be dark and cool and free from outside noise when you go to bed at night. Definitely invest in a good mattress with a good back support. Don't take your vitamin D close to bedtime. Instead, take it in the morning. The vitamin D is also a hormone and it can oppose the action of melatonin, the sleep hormone. Pray or practice gratitude, whatever works for you. These are all very good habits for well-being. Never willfully ignore bedtime, because once the good habit is broken, it's very easy to slip back into the bad habit. Don't have stressful conversations right before bedtime. If you know a telephone conversation is going to cause trouble, then skip it for the night and have it instead on a better time. Help someone out every day. Practice a little bit of kindness daily. That will help you sleep better every night. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wealth Bridge podcast. You can listen to me on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, or on the YouTube channel Health Wealth Bridge. Don't forget to visit my blog, healthwealthbridge.com.